Qualities a Master Salesperson Must Have. Following is a list of 28 qualities that any salesperson must work to develop. The first 5 qualities are absolutely necessary if you want to be a master salesperson. 1. Courage must be a part of every person who succeeds in any undertaking, especially that of selling in times of intense competition. 2. Imagination is an absolute necessity. You must anticipate situations and objections from prospective customers, and you must have the imagination to put yourself into your customer's position so you can understand their needs and objectives. You must almost literally stand in the other person's shoes. This takes real imagination. 3. The way you speak and the tone of voice must be pleasing. A meek or uncertain voice indicates a weak person. A firm, clear voice that moves with assurance and color indicates a person with enthusiasm and aggressiveness. 4. Physical fitness is of utmost importance for the simple reason that neither mind nor body can function well without it. You must give attention to proper diet, healthful exercise, and fresh air. 5. Hard work is the only thing that will turn sales training and ability into money. No amount of good health, courage, or imagination is worth a dime unless it is put to work, and the amount you make is usually fixed by the amount of very hard, intelligent work that you actually put out. The above-listed principles are simple. There is nothing unusual or even striking in them. But most salespeople fail to possess one or more of these 5 primary requisites. Some salespeople may work hard and use their imaginations well until they meet a succession of turndowns. It is here that the salesperson with courage comes right back and whips the salesperson who doesn't have these qualities. Courage is essential. Then again, many salespeople exhibit courage, imagination, and hard work, but through laziness, drugs, or alcohol, they don't have the physical stamina to stick to it when the going gets tough. Following are 8 more essential qualities. These pertain to the product or service being sold and to the sales plan and strategy. 6. Knowledge of the merchandise. The master salesperson analyzes carefully the merchandise or service and understands thoroughly its every advantage. The master salesperson knows that if you do not understand and believe in the product or service, you cannot successfully sell it. 7. Belief in the merchandise or service. The master salesperson never tries to sell anything in which he or she does not have confidence. Master salespeople know that regardless of what they may say about their wares, their minds will broadcast their lack of confidence to the mind of the prospective buyer. 8. Appropriateness of merchandise. The master salesperson analyzes both the prospective buyer and the buyer's needs, and offers only that which is appropriate to both. The master salesperson never tries to sell a Rolls Royce to a person who ought to purchase a Ford. A bad bargain for the buyer is a worse bargain for the seller. 9. Value given. The master salesperson never tries to get more than the products are actually worth. The confidence and goodwill of the prospective buyer is worth more than the profit on a single sale. 10. Knowledge of the prospective buyer. The true master salesperson must be a character analyst. A master at selling has the ability to ascertain which of the 9 basic motives the buyer will respond to most freely. The real salesperson builds the sales presentation around those motives. 11. Qualifying the prospective buyer. The master salesperson never tries to make a sale until he or she has properly qualified the prospective buyer. The master salesperson has calculated in advance the following points: the prospective buyer's financial capacity to purchase, the prospective buyer's need for what is being offered for sale, the prospective buyer's motive in making the purchase. Trying to make sales without first qualifying the prospective buyer is a mistake that stands at the head of the list of causes of no sale. 12. Ability to neutralize the mind of the buyer. The master salesperson knows that no sale can be made until the mind of the prospective buyer has been neutralized or made receptive. The master salesperson will not endeavor to close a sale until he or she has opened the mind of the buyer and prepared it as a background or base upon which to put together the word mosaic of the sales pitch. 13. Ability to close a sale. Super sales stars are artists at teaching the closing point in selling, and they train themselves to sense the right psychological moment. They rarely, if ever, ask the prospective buyer if he or she is ready to purchase. Instead, the real masters simply assume that the buyer is ready to buy. Here they use the power of suggestion most effectively. The super sales stars avoid trying to close a sale until they know in their own mind that they can close successfully. They conduct their sales presentations so that the prospect believes he or she has done the buying. Following are the final 15 principles to be acquired. These have more to do with the personal makeup and self-organization of the salesperson than with what is being sold. 14. A pleasing personality. Super salespeople develop the art of making themselves agreeable to other people. They know that the prospective buyer must buy the salesperson as well as the merchandise, or no sale can be made. 15. Showmanship. The master salesperson is also a super showman. The star salesperson reaches the mind of the prospective buyer by dramatizing the presentation and by giving the presentation enough color to appeal to the prospective buyer's imagination. 16. Self-control. The master salesperson exercises complete control over his or her head and heart at all times. If you don't control yourself, you cannot control your prospective buyer. 17. Initiative. The master salesperson understands its value and uses the principle of initiative. They use imagination to create plans that are translated into action through initiative. Salespeople who rise to the top rarely have to be told what to do or how to do it. 18. Tolerance. The master salesperson is open-minded and tolerant on all subjects, knowing that open-mindedness is essential for growth. 19. Accurate thinking. The master salesperson thinks. If you are going to be a master salesperson, you must go to the trouble to gather facts as the basis of your thinking. You should do no guessing when facts are available. You should have no set or immovable opinions that are not based on what you know to be facts. 20. Persistence. The master salesperson is never influenced by the word no, and does not recognize the word impossible. The real masters know that all buyers take the line of least resistance by resorting to the no excuse. The word no to the master salesperson is nothing more than a signal to begin the sales presentation in earnest. 21. Faith. I do not mean faith in the religious sense. Here the term faith refers to that state of mind that may be described as an intense confidence that you can do it. The master salesperson has the capacity for super faith in the thing he or she is selling, himself or herself, the prospective buyer, closing the sale. Sales superstars never try to make a sale without having that kind of faith in themselves. They know that faith is contagious, that faith is picked up through the receiving station of the prospective buyer's mind and acted upon as if it were the buyer's own state of mind. Without faith, there can be no super salesmanship. 22. Habit of observation. The master salesperson is a close observer of small details. Every word uttered by the prospective buyer, every change of facial expression, and every movement is observed and its significance is weighed. The master salesperson not only observes and analyzes accurately what the prospective buyer does and says, but also what the prospective buyer does not do or say. Nothing escapes the master salesperson's attention. 23. The habit of rendering more service than is expected. The master salesperson follows the habit of rendering service that is greater in quantity and finer in quality than he or she is expected to render. This allows you to profit by the law of increasing returns as well as by the law of contrast. 24. Profiting by failures and mistakes. To the master salesperson, there is no such thing as lost effort. He or she profits by their own mistakes and, through observation, by the mistakes of others. In every failure and mistake may be found the seed of an equivalent success. 25. The Mastermind Principle. Super salespeople understand and apply the mastermind principle, through which they greatly multiply their power to achieve. The mastermind principle means the coordination of two or more individual minds working in perfect harmony for a definite purpose. 26. A definite chief aim. The master salesperson works with a definite sales goal in mind. Masters never go at their work merely with the aim of selling all they can. They not only work with a definite goal in mind, but they have a definite time in which to attain that goal. The psychological effect of a definite chief aim will be described in the chapter on autosuggestion. 27. The Golden Rule Applied. The master salesperson uses the Golden Rule as the foundation of all business transactions. To be a master salesperson, you must be able to put yourself in the other person's shoes and see the situation from your customer's viewpoint. 28. Enthusiasm. Of all the qualities that a salesperson must possess, none is more necessary and none more valuable than enthusiasm. The master salesperson has an abundance of enthusiasm which he or she can use at will. Moreover, the true master knows the vibrations of enthusiastic thought that he or she releases will be picked up by the prospective buyer and acted upon as if it were the buyer's own enthusiasm. Habits a master salesperson must eliminate. Success in selling is the result of positive qualities that you must possess and use. Failure in selling is the result of negative habits that must be eliminated. The following are some of the more outstanding negatives. 1. The habit of procrastination. There is no substitute for prompt and persistent action. 2. One or more of the basic fears. A salesperson whose mind is filled with any form of fear cannot sell successfully. The 6 basic fears are the fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, the fear of loss of love of someone, the fear of old age, the fear of death. 3. Spending too much time making calls instead of sales. A call is not an interview. An interview is not a sale. Some who think they are salespeople have not learned this truth. 4. Shifting responsibility to the sales manager. The sales manager is not supposed to go with the salesperson to make calls. Sales managers don't have enough hours or legs to do this. Their business is to tell the salesperson what to do, not to do it for them. 5. Spending too much time and effort creating excuses. Explanations do not explain. Orders do. Nothing else does. Don't forget that. 6. Spending too much time in hotel lobbies or any other place the salesperson parks to recoup and regroup. Do your regrouping on the go. It's too easy to give in to comfortable surroundings. 7. Buying hard luck stories instead of selling merchandise. The economy is a common topic of discussion, but don't let it switch your mind from your own sales presentation. 8. Partying too hard the night before. You may have convinced yourself that parties and networking can be good for business, but not if they cut into the following day's business. 9. Depending on your sales manager for prospects. Order takers expect prospective buyers to be hog-tied and held down until they arrive. Master salespeople catch their own prospects. This is one of the chief reasons why they are master salespeople. 10. Waiting for business conditions to pick up. This is nothing but an excuse. There is always something that can be done now. It's up to you to find the something. 11. Fear of the competition, fear of the word no, and just plain pessimism. If you start off expecting the customer to say no before you've even knocked on the door, the chances are you won't be disappointed. People can smell fear, and they can spot a loser. 12. Failure to plan your day in advance. The person who plans their day in advance also goes about their work logically and efficiently, accomplishing what they have planned to do that day. When there is no organization of schedule, a salesperson literally does not know where to begin. 13. Keeping poor records and dates on calls. Prospects and established customers soon weary of the salesperson who habitually forgets to call on specified days. When a customer needs merchandise, they need it then. 14. Tardiness. The salesperson who is habitually late for sales meetings, business appointments, and to the office soon finds themselves looking for new customers and often a new job. 15. Using dilapidated or out-of-date material. Crumbled, untidy, and out-of-date materials denote disorganization and a lack of interest on the part of the salesperson. 16. Being without pen and paper. A writing instrument is a vital factor to the salesperson's efficiency. The master salesperson invests in a good pen or pencil that will adequately meet their requirements. They know that prospects quickly tire of the salesperson, who always has to borrow something to write with in order to take an order. The customer tires even more quickly of the salesperson who borrows a pen and never gets around to returning it. 17. Using glasses or adornments as a prop. Fidgeting with your wristwatch, twirling a ring, or biting the rim of your glasses as if it helps you to think better are surefire ways to set a customer's nerves on edge and consequently lose a sale. 18. A tired sales presentation. Running through your sales presentation as if you were tired of hearing it, singing it out in a monotone and appearing bored with the whole thing makes your customer or prospect bored with you and your presentation. 19. Relating personal problems to associates and customers. Your personal problems are important to you, and only you. Everyone has their share, and they don't want to hear about yours. 20. Failure to read and comply with pertinent material. Your organization does not produce bulletins or contribute to trade papers to have them made into paper airplanes or thrust into the wastebasket unread. They are produced to tell you something. Read them and keep well informed. 21. Discourtesy in parking your car. The customer who finds a salesperson's car parked in their own allotted parking space is not overly encouraged to buy. Creating a traffic jam by blocking a business driveway is a first-class way to incur the wrath of any prospect and lose the possibility of sales in the future. It's just not that difficult to walk an extra block out of your way. 22. Promising what your company cannot deliver. What the salesperson promises, the customer expects to receive. An inability to fulfill a promise is not only embarrassing for the customer and your own company, but is plain bad business. 23. Being unprepared for rain. The rain-soaked and soggy salesperson who neglected to prepare for an inevitable rainy day is a sorry sight to the prospect. A light raincoat and umbrella are always invaluable when needed. 24. Running out of supplies. The salesperson who is not well-stocked with contracts, brochures, order blanks, and so on often finds themselves running as low on sales as on supplies. 25. Plain pessimism. The habit of expecting that the prospective buyer will give you the gate is likely to result. Every super salesperson knows that every sale is first made to himself or herself. Your fear only exists in your mind. You are only a loser if you think you are. How much you convince yourself determines how much you can convince your buyer. Study the preceding lists carefully. If you are weak in any of the qualities, you can change that. Selling is an art and a science, and may be learned by those with the will to acquire it.